Well, all right. You know you need it. It's good for you. You don't move. You know you need it. Hey, I need it too. Well, all right.
That was Too Long by Daft Punk. How you doing, Brett?
Doing well. Thanks, buddy.
It's
good morning.
It's 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
It's a Monday.
Monday.
You're listening to the Self-Help Half Hour, and you know what that is.
You already know.
You know what that means.
You already know what that means.
It means it's time to wake up.
How many listeners do we have? What does it say on the little monitor there? How many people are tuning in with...
You mean in Medford or worldwide?
Worldwide.
The numbers are completely different.
Okay.
Much more worldwide.
Yeah. It's good to know.
Yes.
We have international appeal.
It's time to... Well, you know, we got the international appeal.
Right.
We got the different voices.
Mm-hmm.
It's going good.
Awesome.
And this is, of course, the self-help half hour.
This is. That's what that is.
This is the morning show to wake up to. To better yourself with.
Right.
To hear our voices in your ear.
Whispering
to you.
Shouting.
No. I say we start off some classical music. That seems to be our thing. Does it not? Would you say?
I would say that.
Who should we start off with this week, Brett?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think some Chopin would be called
Very
for.
Very cool.
You ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I feel alive.
That was a spicy way to start things
off. That was an invigorating start to my day, Colin. Wow.
That was Frédéric Chopin, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not the actual guy. That was a modern day person playing it.
Yes.
But that was a...
Wow.
A good way to warm our cockles on this cold winter morning, as the first snow I see of the season is kicking in.
Absolutely.
I see it out of my little cage window here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, this is DJ CTP and the Faust.
The Faust.
The Faust is in the house.
Faust in the house.
And this is the Self-Help Half Hour.
You know what it is.
Only on WMFO Medford.
91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Number one radio station in the globe. No world.
Especially internationally. All those international views we got on the... I see on the charts we got right now.
We're like the Pitbull of radio shows right now.
Wow.
Mr. Worldwide.
We're like the...
Radio Worldwide.
We're like the Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, my God.
Local freeform radio.
Boom.
Brett, we like to start a show off with a little bit of info.
Let's do it.
How do you have something?
Today's PSA is about organ donation. This is very important, everyone, so everyone listen up. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com, okay, everyone?
Yes, yes.
Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of a kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys.
That is crazy.
19 a day. That's wild. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Very fun.
Faz, let me ask you something. Are you an organ donor?
I think so.
Aren't you, like, officially one? Because you, like... You'll sign up to a lot of stuff that you don't know about.
Yeah, probably.
Because you're like yeah. on the draft.
Mm, that's true.
There's a bunch of other... I wouldn't be surprised if you're an organ donor.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have a driver's license, do you? But you essentially sign up when you go to the DMV.
Yeah.
Which is a weird place. Like, I think if they want people to be really, like, supportive of organ donation, or just supportive of anything... Like, don't have them sign up for that at the DMV. No one's happy at the DMV.
That is, yeah. It's
no one's going to be like, no one's at the DMV and is like, I want to help society. No one says that.
It's, I mean, I love the fact that they're like, kind of like, here's your ultimate ticket to adulthood and freedom.
Yeah.
Before you gain this right, please be willing to give everything else.
Exactly.
I like it though. It sets a good precedent.
Right.
A good precedent. You ready for some more music?
Let's do it. That was a great PSA.
I think we might do a theme this week.
Let's do a theme.
Might do a theme. What kind of theme do you want?
Well, I really liked last week how we played music from China, Taiwan, Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we could keep up in that similar vein. You just move through the
the entire East Asian diaspora.
Let's do it.
I've got something I could play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. I'm curious. どこ
From Japan. These young kids come from the same farming region way up north called Aomori. I'm told it means blue forest or something like that. Anyway, they were raised on a steady diet of only apples three times a day. Okay, well, it's worth a try. And the name of the group is Supercar, and this is certainly one Japanese auto import that Detroit can't complain about. The name of their latest song is Lucky, and we're lucky to have them here with us tonight. Please welcome Supercar!
Whoa.
Invigorating.
I really enjoyed that.
What did we just hear, Colin?
That was we had a lot. So we had band Supercar did Lucky.
Very cool.
We had the band Shinsei Kamatechan did 23 Sayano Natsu Yasumi. One of my favorite noise pop bands, sound exactly like Los Campesinos.
Wow.
And that one right there was a group called Number Girl. Mm. They sound very much like the Pixies.
Right.
Just a very solid kind of 80s. They're in the early 2000s.
Would you say they're your favorite Japanese band?
Yeah, I'd say they're
Number Girl. I've heard you say that before. So.
And that song is called Chibiko-san.
Nice. Yeah, very cool.
It's a good sound on their guitars. Very sonic youthy.
Right.
Right, Faust. It's 6:44.
You know what time it is.
Is
it 6:44
already? It's 6:44, and that means it's time for only one thing.
This 6:44 is hack time.
Life hacks!
Life hack!
Do we have some hacks today?
Today is a very special day because it is 20 days from Christmas.
It is.
So exactly people are thinking about Christmas, so I thought I would do some Christmas hacks. And 20 days left, people would have plenty of time to prepare these.
Mm-hmm. You can do one every 2 days.
You can do one every 2 days.
With a spare.
Right. So I got like 10 or like 9 Christmas hacks for you guys here. So I'm just going to rattle them off. Are you ready? You guys ready? Is everyone ready at home? All right. Wrapping paper is annoying and makes even the smoothest cat feel clumsy. Why bother? Put it in a bag. Need a Christmas wreath fast? Use 8,000 green pipe cleaners. Can't afford a Christmas tree? Try a festive Christmas lamp.
Ooh, I like that one.
You like that one?
I like the pipe cleaners the most because you can use them to, obviously, there's the double use
of
cleaning pipes.
No one has a wreath, yeah, exactly.
And a wreath.
And a wreath. Pipe cleaners
are so much, you can get pipe cleaners any day of the year.
You can.
You don't need to wait for Christmas.
I just have like a bunch of them lying around in my house.
Mm. And if you're in a country that doesn't celebrate Christmas, they do celebrate pipe cleaning.
Everyone cleans pipes.
That's true. What's our next hack?
Where are we? Here we go. Having trouble deciding on a gift for Office Secret Santa? Don't go to work. There's nothing quite like a thoughtful Christmas card, but sometimes it's hard to find the words to say. Don't waste your time. Just use John Mayer lyrics. That's really smart. I've probably
done
that.
That is an incredible one.
Awesome.
I'm so certain you've done that.
Yeah, I have.
That is...
Colin, CTP is about to like go through and look through all the Christmas cards I've given him in my life.
I'm just going
to
go through like...
You can be like, it was all
messages
a lie.
To every ex-girlfriend you had in high school.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be the entire John Mayer discography.
Yeah. For a fun and easy project, make your own snow globe using snow and a globe. Tired of those pesky Christmas carolers? Tired of those pesky Christmas carolers? Move somewhere without Christianity.
I feel like that's a pretty good hack for everything on this list.
What?
Don't
celebrate the holiday. Yeah. Are you out of eggnog? Heat
all
up some
time.
Honey mustard. It's the same color. With the right mindset, everything is a Christmas ornament.
That's true.
And those were the Christmas hacks.
There's nothing sadder than looking at that one slightly broken Christmas ornament that's relegated to the other side of the tree.
Oh, no. Mm.
It's like a greyhound that's lost all of its legs. Right.
Wow.
It's those are
music.
Some real good life hacks.
Should we do music or should we do a letter? Thanks, buddy.
I think we do a letter. We're coming up on our...
Let's do a letter.
On our go-home.
Our go-home time.
I think it's time for a quick letter.
Let's
How do you
it.
Feel about that?
I can't wait.
Who's this written by? I've got our letter up right now. Who is this written by? Who wrote in?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus writes...
From Santa Barbara.
Hey, DJ CTP and the Faust.
What up?
Writing to you from the overseas fan base. As in, the overseas fan base.
Overseas.
Our international contingent. We're pretty,
Mr. Worldwide.
Well, I think this is our first letter from our international contingent.
I think this is wow.
Even though our international fan base is so strong.
It is so strong. It's expensive to send mail internationally.
Yeah.
Right. But they email us all the time. But we don't read emails.
As an American studying abroad in Ireland,
ooh,
it's always a treat to listen into your guys' work. Reminds me of home. Reminds me of waking up on frosty Monday mornings with the newspaper in one hand and a hot cup of cocoa in the other.
Wow.
Reminds me of those mornings waiting for the school bus as my numbered days draw in. Thanks for bringing this hunk of coal. Very Christmassy, some small
very
happiness festive in his travels.
Mm.
This is my first serious time outside the US, and I didn't realize it'd be so different. I understand that I'm in Ireland and I'm literally the closest I could be in Europe to the good old red, white, and blue. But still, the little differences can creep up on you, like a tiny assassin with a cheese wire. I don't know how to count my money, and some of the Southern Irish guys are real ununderstandable, but good chaps. My questions would be twofold. Have you guys ever lived abroad? And how do I pick up Irish chicks? Thank you. Santa Claus. Well, that is absolutely the most terrible letter we've ever got.
I was ready for a deep question.
I was, yeah.
I was so
given,
ready. I had my journal out.
Not many people know about this about me, but I actually lived in a foreign country for many years.
You did?
Yeah, it's called Upstate Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a different world.
It's a different world, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm actually from a different country. And very you, cool. Yeah. You, the Faust.
Me.
You've been abroad as well.
I've done it all. I've lived, where haven't I lived?
You've done the travels.
I've traveled here and there.
You've done the rounds.
Right. Not Ireland, I've never been there.
No, neither have I.
Yeah.
I'm actually closer to Ireland.
Hmm.
Than I am
here,
and I haven't done it.
Hmm.
That's strange.
Why do people go to Ireland? What's the draw?
It's very it's very green.
Very green.
Yeah, this is quite good nature.
Yeah,
I would say the people are very nice as well.
Cool. Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
So this guy just wanted advice on
how to pick up Irish chicks.
Wow.
Please don't ever write in about that again.
That's rude.
Yeah. Should we do our fortune cookie this week? Or should we just go on to our final song?
Let me see.
I feel like it's Christmas in 20 days. And we'll have another thing before then. But this is the beginning of Christmas spirit. And honestly, I've got so much warmth in my soul to counteract the frost outside stinging my eyebrows.
Right.
And my fingers, that I don't think we really need to leave anybody on the happy note. I think the happy note is inside us this week.
I think, yeah. Should that be our fortune cookie this week? The happiness is inside you.
Make sure
the happiness is inside you.
The fire within you,
right,
burns hot enough to survive this dreary weather,
but not hot enough to burn you,
engulf you,
right?
Like those people that turn to coal.
Mm.
What was that? Spontaneous human combustion.
Right.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That would be bad. Right. I say we got time for two more songs. Should we just play them?
Let's play them. Yeah, let's play them out.
It's been a good. It's been a good week this week, guys.
It's been awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for listening in, all of you. Thank you for our international fans calling in.
But don't. Please, no letters about girl advice or romance. We don't dabble with that.
Yeah, we don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Remember, guys, send in your letters to the usual address. You know where to send your letters.
You know the address.
We read every single one of them.
We don't read emails.
Technology.
I don't get it.
This is our last track.
You know the
this
address.
This is our second last track.
It's our second last track. Yep.
Let's play them out.
Sure.